Political analyst Dr. Lee Windo. Dr. Levy, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Good afternoon to the listeners. Thank you for having me today.
Always wonderful to have you on, sir. President Cyril Ramaphosa saying the National Executive Committee will decide on the way forward, and this pertains to the GNU and what would be the future of the DA within this coalition. Your thoughts, sir?
Indeed. The concept of the GNU was well negotiated and conceptualized by the leadership of the ANC. And because there are challenges that are known in the GNU, most people are expecting the ANC leadership to decide on what they think should happen as they move forward. There is now an element of distrust between the ANC and the DA. They've been throwing stones at each other, and therefore it will require both parties in this case to reconsider their stand on the GNU. And I think I expect that in the near future we're going to hear whether they're moving forward or not.
The SACP, Dr. Levy, they are adamant. They said, we've said it before and we will continue to say it. The DA has given the country the indication that they are a major partner within this coalition, whereas in reality, according to the SACP, they have not been. Case in point, the budget vote.
Indeed. I think to further conceptualize it, one would say that the Democratic Alliance is part of government. They've got cabinet ministers that are coming from the DA. So discussions that have to take place at cabinet level, the DA is represented. And actually, when the state president is making the State of the Nation address, there are some people who refer to it as the statement of the national executive. The budget, before it's being presented to parliament, it is presented to cabinet, and then they have to agree. And therefore, that says to you that if they cannot agree at cabinet level, they also cannot support the budget vote from the cabinet in which they serve and further take such matters to court. It talks a lot about the relationship between the GNU and the DA, or between the ANC and the Democratic Alliance.
Our constitution, Dr. Levy, at all times would trump whatever coalition or government of national unity, and it naturally remains the prerogative of our commander-in-chief after consultation with the National Executive Committee, etc., etc. But the DA, as we know, has since filed papers in the High Court, spending more money, but we perhaps know that the DA are kind of very well known. They set a precedent for themselves, riding off to the courts. Is this genuine concern? Because the DA, we know, are pretty much pro-austerity measures. So why would you be opposed to a VAT hike increase?
Unfortunately, you and I, and indeed some of the listeners, would know that this is not about the budget. This is not about the VAT increase. As explained by Mbalula, Mbalula says that the DA came with a catalogue of so many demands before they could approve the budget. Paul Masatile says yesterday that they raised a number of issues that relates to what has been agreed upon in Parliament. So obviously this has nothing to do with the budget, and that is the view that is being expressed by those who are very close to the negotiations. But my sense is that you need politicians who are able to rise above differences. They should be able to find one another because they still have to work together, because in this GNU, they really need one another.
So now that million-dollar question then remains and stands, and I suppose it stands to reason, Dr. Levy, that South Africans would then be asking the question, to GNU or not? That is the question. Do we remain within the so-called GNU parameters, the country's political landscape, that is? Do we look at a coalition where perhaps the Progressive Caucus should then also be given an opportunity to enter the fray? MK Party, EFF, National Coloured Congress, etc., etc.
One, that would be something quite interesting as they move forward. But you will recall that when it comes to the formation of the GNU, all parties were invited to join the GNU, and some decided not to participate in the GNU. But more interestingly, Action SA appears to be ready to be part of the GNU. The EFF also, even though it's not very clear, they also appear to be ready to join the GNU, of course, with some conditions. And I want to bet to you that we could be heading towards very interesting times in South African politics.
Hmm. In conclusion, Dr. Levy, how do we see, we've got a minute before we head to news, how do we see this affecting the local government elections? It's 2026. The power dynamics have certainly started beginning to surface. And surely political parties would may want to use this as a yardstick and as a barometer to see what they can achieve at the polls.
It will be interesting how they are going to deal with this matter. If the DA decides to retract from its initial proposal, that could be seen as a defeat on the DA. And people will say they are just a complaining partner in the GNU. If the ANC also bows to the demands of the DA, it might also bring victory to the DA. If the GNU collapses and then you bring in the EFF and MK Party, that will be the biggest fear of the Democratic Alliance, which they said even during the campaigns that their biggest fear is the combination of the ANC and the EFF.
Very interesting times. Dr. Levy Ndur, political analyst, thanks so much for your time, sir.